This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Good morning to you. We bring in our friend Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Lee, what a guy. I'm telling you, this city has just absolutely been clamoring for Lee's picks. Lee, how's everything? You doing okay?
Not as bad as you guys are. Living up, dealing with the Dolphins, dealing with the Marlins. You guys got the Pirates. You got the Steelers. I mean, we should have a Misery Loves Company party.
you could text us for all those great thoughts on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line.
I literally get four or five texts a day from college fraternity buddies, from friends. I mean, the jokes. I mean, these you know, mimes that they send. I mean, it's going out of control.
Lee's getting all those mimes from Paramount Sports. Lee, let's get to the games right away. Oh, by the way, how'd you do last week, okay?
Well, we had an incredible week with our clients. We went 10-2. As you know, if you go to my website where it says recent results, every one of my games is published the last 5 years. So we were above board. In fact, a lot of times I go to these spring games and I see nothing. I go to 12 probably to 15 spring games. But I went to a spring game last year, and I went to the Central Florida spring game, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching. They hand you a sheet, you know, with a roster, and you're looking at it, and sometimes you see absolutely nothing, but then sometimes you see something. I'm watching Brandon Wimbush. I'm like, okay, he's supposed to be the starter, nothing special. And then Darrell Mack, okay, he might battle him. I'm not impressed. You know, he was going to be the guy. He was the guy that took over Mackenzie Milton last year. Then I see this third stringer, this freshman, Dylan Gabriel. I'm like, who is this guy? This guy's incredible. Turns out he's from Hawaii, went to the same school as Tua, turned down USC and Georgia to go to Central Florida. So I had to sit on this secret until I knew for sure he was starting. We went with it last week against Stanford, and biggest play of the year. They win 38-7 at half. So we're having a great year. If they want to hop on board, just go to the website, ParamountSports.com.
And that man will be playing just about a half a mile from right where we're sitting right now, and that's at Heinz Field this week. The numbers bouncing between like 11 and 12 or so,
right.
UCF and Pittsburgh. Pitt is a team that has been really so-so. It seems like UCF's probably the best team in the state of Florida right now. How do you see this game?
Absolutely. I think they're a top 10 team in the country. So they miss some tackles on defense. They take some chances, but they can do that. You know, when they strike so quickly, I like to talk about handicapping tools once in a while when we get on this segment. And here's one. If you're going to lay double-digit points, you want a team that can score and has quick pace of play. And UCF, number 9 in the country in pace, they're getting off almost 78 plays per game. So, for instance, like a team like Florida laying double digits, they only get off 65. You might want to, you know, not play a game like that, because in the course of the season, you're not going to win many games when you don't get many plays off and you don't score a lot. But UCF scores. They outstatted Pitt last year. I mean, it's 568 offensive yards in that 45-14 beat down here. I don't like the fact that Pitt went for that field goal. I'm sure it was talked about all week. How do you go for a field goal from the 1 yard line down by 7? Even if you don't get it, you pin them back and you're sending a statement to your team. So, UCF has won 27 of the last 28 games. Make it 28-29. UCF doubles up Pitt 40-20.
All right, the big battle of top 10 teams Saturday night, Lee. Where do we go on Georgia? Two top 10 teams, but they're giving two touchdowns to Notre Dame.
Yeah, and here's a lot of people are going to like Georgia. People play favorites, and they know that Notre Dame has not looked great. But I think two things will help them out here. I think playing Louisville in that first game on the road, and you're laughing, you're saying, okay, Louisville's 1-11. If you watch Louisville, they're a different team this year. They have a very impressive quarterback, running back, and a couple receivers. So that speed will help them a little get ready for the game. And I love teams that end the season last year, like Notre Dame did in the semifinal game, a resounding beatdown. They were blown out by Clemson. They were in it for maybe a quarter and a half in the semifinal game. I think it fuels these kids in the offseason here. And Georgia lost their top five receivers from last year. So they might have to do it pretty much through the ground here. I think Georgia wins 34-27, but Notre Dame covers.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills with our friend Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. We turn to the pros right now. The Rams in Cleveland, okay, what's Baker Mayfield all about? Is Aaron Donald going to knock him out? How's this game going to shape up? The number right now is at about a field goal, Lee. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm gonna ride the Rams here. I think this team, since they got Cooper Kupp back, is a different team. They're gonna, you know, start using Gurley more, and I'm just not sold on Cleveland. I mean, it's not a smart team. I mean, just look at their defense. Late hits, they jump off sides, and those are the little things when you play good teams that you're going to probably have to pay for here. So Aaron Donald, I think he's going to have a huge game here. The Cleveland offensive line is just not good, and Cleveland feasted on playing maybe one of the worst backups in the NFL, playing the Jets last weekend. So I like the Rams here, 30-24.
All right, we've got a close eye on this one because it's an AFC North matchup, or at least the team that's atop the AFC North right now. Baltimore, Kansas City, 6.5, or around 6.5. Should we just expect, you know, you talk about when you look at numbers as it relates to the offense and how often they run plays and how much they score, and we know the Chiefs can, they can quick strike. So does that make you comfortable in taking the Chiefs, but giving 6.5 to Baltimore?
Well, I think Baltimore can strike almost as quick this year, and they're a different team, and you have to change on the fly. Going into the offseason, I was not a fan of Lamar Jackson. I thought he had some real deficiencies throwing the football. I'd heard some reports he'd improve, but watching the tape he has, and not just beating Miami the next game, he looked almost as good. So I think he gets it now. I think that he's got great timing with rookie wide receiver Marquise Brown from Oklahoma. He's the home run threat. You bring in Ingram as a tailback. I think that this is going to be a tough out. In last year's game, it went to overtime in Kansas City before the Chiefs won 27-24 here. So Chiefs still have problems on defense, 27th in run defense here. Shocker. Baltimore knocks off Kansas City in a shootout, 38-35.
You like them outright, Lee.
Outright, outright. Play half your wager on them, plus 6-6.5, half on the money line, and that works out. You'll be joining me on a summer vacation to the islands.
Look at you. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates, fan text line, 412-928-9370. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Okay, this game garnering a lot of attention, well, because we live in western Pennsylvania. Steelers go out by the Bay. The number's about 6.5 a lot of places. Lee, I don't need to tell you. You do all the research. Mike Tomlin has been terrible as he goes out west. Ben Roethlisberger's out. Mason Rudolph is in. But for me, Tomlin playing out west and his teams getting out there have been a real big factor in his career. What do you see in this game?
I think Pittsburgh is going to come together. And some people will look at like New Orleans and think they will, but I think it might take them a few weeks. I think this is going to be, it's going to start from day one. And I think they're going to go after, you know, Jimmy G. I think that without left tackle Joe Staley, I think that Jimmy G is vulnerable here. I think there's two guys you want to maybe look to pick up if you're going to pick up a guy maybe in fantasy. For San Francisco, Marquise Goodwin, as we know, the Steelers DBs, they've been burned early and often long. He might hit on a big one. And then James Washington, remember, you know, he's a teammate of Mason Rudolph. So these two guys have a great chemistry together. I think you're going to see both teams use three running backs. Connor will play, but I think they're going to start using Benny Snell, Jalen Samuels, and go to their strong, you know, set and what they can do there. And then also for San Francisco, they're going to use Breida, they're going to use Raheem Mostert, or also Jeff Wilson Jr. So that's what teams are doing now. You can't just use one running back, but I think Pittsburgh's pass rush is going to be the difference here, and they'll hit on some big plays too. Wrong team's favorite, guys. Pittsburgh 27-23.
Another outright, another dog, not just to cover, but to win.
Yep.
Look at this guy.
Road dog going out west, too. All right, you're feeling it, Lee. What's the pick of the week?
Pick of the week this week, we're going to go with Wisconsin and Michigan. Great game. We're going to see if the clock starts ticking for Jim Harbaugh as he goes to Madison here. You want to get Wisconsin, Michigan for free, just call 800-400-9741. And went 10-2 last week, 9-5 the week before. Hit on Oregon the week before, 77-6. UCF blowout of Stanford last week. How about this? Seven games, $77 for Saturday, or five for 55 on Sunday. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
There he is, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, we thank you. A bunch of people in Pittsburgh addicted to these calls when we do them with you. They can't get enough of you. Lee, thank you. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys.
All great stuff, right. Lee. Thank you.
How about that? How about the chutzpah on this guy?
I know.
Two, not just road dogs to cover, but two dogs that he says they're going to win outright.
That's
in five-plus point dogs to win outright.
And the homer in me says, well, yeah, of course, the Steelers,
ooh,
yeah. But that Baltimore pick, that's spicy.
Let's see what Lee's all about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.